You're with SBS Radio.
I'm Bertrand Tungandami on NITV Radio in conversation with Noni Barrow, owner of Mabu Mabu, a Torres Strait-owned and run business. Already present in Yarraville, Noni recently opened a bar and restaurant at Federation Square, one of Melbourne's premier locations. Noni, what exactly is Mabu Mabu?
Mabu Mabu is a native ingredient. We do everything with native ingredients, from our meats all the way to our spices and stuff. So we have a restaurant we just opened up in Federation Square that we basically, it's a bit of a, we're a food business that does from native spices right up to serving you, you know, different game meats. And also we use about 5 to 7 different native ingredients in every meal that we make. We're a bar and a restaurant, but also we have a cafe in Yarraville. And yeah, we're a food business and Indigenous owned and run, and yeah, using all native Australian flavours.
Just across from SBS, next to the Koori Heritage Trust in the Yarra building. I've never had an opportunity to eat there because of the lockdowns. But one of the first thing that one sees when they pop into your restaurant is the Big Esso. What does it stand for?
Oh, yeah. Big Esso means, big is just big, but Esso means thank you. So I wanted to call my business Big Esso because, you know, we wanted to give thanks back to everybody that has supported us over the time frame that we've been opened. And Big Esso is just talking about thanking this beautiful country that we have of all the amazing natives that it produces and gives us, you know, these great flavors that we can use.
Yeah. Just Mabu Mabu, or you want to be known as Big Esso?
No, we're actually Mabu Mabu. So yeah. Mabu Mabu just means help yourself. And it's about, you know, people sitting around a table and, you know, big families like me that come from villages and stuff. You always have that big table of food and someone always says Mabu Mabu and everybody grabs a plate and helps themselves. So it's very similar to saying Bon Appetit, you know. So Mabu Mabu is who we are, and Big Esso is just, you know, one of our venues.
Where do you source your foods from? It's mainly indigenous ingredients. Is it mainly from the islands where you come from? Or
no, we actually get it from all over Australia. So we buy from either small growers in Victoria and around Victoria, or we actually get them from indigenous organisations that, you know, stock the products as well. We buy from community as well as from small farmers. So we get it from all over Australia because I want to showcase how Australia gives us so many great different, you know, each state has different produce and we should be celebrating all of it.
What would be a typical dish that one wouldn't find anywhere else?
We are very unique in our sense of what we offer here at Big Esso, because not only is our food all our traditionally sort of made, there is a lot of my culture in this food. It's a bit about my upbringing and what Indigenous cuisine was for me, you know, growing up. And it's about bringing that to the forefront and showing how amazing, you know, Indigenous cuisine really is and all the beautiful flavours that we have. So, you know, you get a very unique experience when you come to Big Esso, because we not only do we do our food, you know, and use all that native ingredients as well, but our whole bar is fully Australian as well. That means that we use companies, like our whole spirit list is only Australian. We don't serve anything else than that, and we showcase companies and distilleries that use great ethical support to communities as well as not just that, but also do really great things for the environment as well.
I had a chance to have a peek inside your restaurant, and the decor looks quite impressive. Is it Indigenous themed as well?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it definitely is. It's, you know, I grew up with a very strong culture up in the, you know, I'm from the Torres Strait, and I grew up really embracing in my culture and growing up with my food and cuisine, and it is a very, you know, fishing and gathering and planting and, you know, you hunter and gather all your things there, and growing up that way is now just made me a better chef as well, too, so that I can, you know, really showcase that through our business as well.
Also, looking inside your restaurant, there are shelves stocked with ingredients and condiments. Are they all for sale as well?
I started off as a condiment business, so we do sell native spices, and we make our own teas and our own hot sauces, all using, you know, native ingredients and products that we make ourselves, and we have them on the shelf for people to buy if they come in on both of our venues, whether it's Big S or at Tuck Shop as well in Yarraville. So we also have a big online store that people can buy off us, but we also have many wholesalers around Australia and Victoria that sell our products as well, so that it can be easily accessible. Because my whole mission is to get more native ingredients into, you know, everyday kitchens and into Australian kitchens.
Yeah, can you elaborate a little bit more and give us an idea of the variety of condiments that you make?
We make our own chili paste, and it's got, you know, it's super cool because we use specialty, you know, again, I buy from our chilies from a small grower in Victoria, and we use macadamias in there. So we really try and make sure that a lot of our ingredients from our cheese that we make all have native ingredients in it, because we want to showcase the amazing flavors they have. So our Ubbers tea is one of my first teas that I brought out, and it literally has only natives in it, and it's beautiful, and it just showcases on how many great flavors that we do come out of, you know, every different state that we have.
And looking at your website, you say that you want to make native foods more accessible. How do you want to make that happen?
You know, making it more accessible is just actually making it more visible everywhere. You know, and that's what native ingredients needs to be. It needs to be accessible in all different areas of our lives. And if that means that we have to get them into supermarkets, or we need to get them into, you know, grocers and wholesalers and markets and, you know, around Australia and especially here in Victoria, why not? I mean, that will make it more accessible to people. And I think, you know, for me, if you ask for it, it will come. And we just need to be asking more for it, because it is there, it's available. We just don't, it's just not as demanding yet. And we're getting there. We're getting more demand for it. And to make it more accessible, we just need to get it into more corners of Australia.
And talking about visibility, there's actually no greater visibility than being at Federation Square, especially when things open up and tourists start flocking in the area again.
Yeah, look, I mean, like, you know, we're extremely lucky that we've got a position here, and it's great to be able to showcase the amazing things that we can do. And, you know, Fed Square is a visible spot, and, you know, we look forward to, I mean, we opened for 4 days, and then we, you know, when we opened, and then COVID hit. So we've been pretty much, you know, in the whole lockdown, not open and doing other things in the meantime. But I mean, like, when we fully get opened and people can start coming in and enjoying it, we'll be able to, you know, showcase some really awesome things that are coming out of here.
As soon as they open up and the possibility arises, that would be actually my first dining destination. Come downstairs and enjoy.
Yeah, you'll have to come down, right?
And especially your condiments.
Come and try everything.
Yeah, your condiments, the hot chilies and all that. It's something that
Available here. So even if you sit inside, all of our sauces are available for people to add with their meals as well, you know, because we want to really showcase, like, some really interesting flavors, and also, you know, delving into the super amazing, you know, native meats that we do here. And also the menu is just, you know, my childhood growing up, and that's what, you know, is really awesome thing for me to do.
You're talking about native meats. What comes to mind most obviously is kangaroo steak. What other native meats do you have on the menu?
Well, we use things from emu to crocodile, you know, which is always going to be a staple on our menu. So we don't just use kangaroo, but we use other parts of the kangaroo, so things like the kangaroo tail instead of just the lovely little fillets that we're all used to using. So we tend to try and use many different things, and from pippies to, you know, periwinkles. And so we try and branch out because I want to make sure that people know that we have all this great, like, you know, native meats that are out there as well.
Noni Bero, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you very much. Except for Bernard, you're going to have to come down and have a meal with us soon. We're so close.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.